This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Baby Boomers, a little bit of the Easter song. One of my questions, talking about the group, the Second Chapter of Acts. They actually were pioneers of the music that people enjoy today. All these artists of today, they stand on the shoulders of Andre Crouch and Second Chapter of Acts and so many others.
Amen. All right. We have Damon on the phone with us from Arkansas. And you have a question, Damon. Go ahead.
Yeah. Same era, different group. Who sang Cast Your Bread Upon the Water?
Was that the Imperials?
That's right.
Okay.
Imperials. Way to go, JJ.
Excellent. Way to go.
Imperials. Hey, they had a few lead singers. Who was their lead singer that made that song popular?
Was it Russ Taft?
Does anybody there know?
I think it was
Russ Taft.
Russ Taft, yeah.
Yeah.
Russ yeah, Taft. We're talking back in the day now.
And there again, the Imperials, you know, Evie, early days of,
you remember Parable? Remember Parable?
I remember the Archer.
Thank you, Damon. Appreciate it, my
thank
friend.
Thank you, Damon.
Yeah. I remember, I saw the Imperials in concert in Memphis.
Yeah.
They were outstanding.
Right.
Amy Grant came along about that same time, didn't
teenage
you?
Teenage Amy Grant, yes.
Then Sandy Patty and Larnell Harris. And
boy, your name is some. Steve Green, so many others.
Keith Green,
Steve Green, Steve Camp. Yes. Early days.
And David Curtis Chapman.
Right.
David Curtis Chapman kind of took the Christian contemporary music to a new level, didn't he? Wasn't he one of the main ones?
He sure was. He was one of those. He's actually back on tour, and he's one of his albums that was so famous. He's touring, and he's doing that whole album.
Oh, wow.
Just launched that. Yeah, you can check that out.
I remember seeing him with Steve Camp back in the 80s.
You know who emceed that concert?
You did.
I did.
Did you really?
I did. I that concert that he saw, yeah. I was the MC. Stephen Curtis.
Because you were
morning
disc
guy.
Morning guy.
Disc jockey at another Christian radio station, and it was I was the MC, young Stephen Curtis Chapman that nobody had heard of. He had just started. He was the opening act for Steve Camp.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We shall now give our questions for the last time today.
All right, here are my three. What famous movie musical includes the line, "Just you wait, Henry Higgins"? Second question, in what year did the Eastern Roman Empire collapse? I'll give you a hint. It was caused by the Ottoman Turks conquering their capital of Constantinople. And third question, what does the familiar abbreviation IQ stand for?
All right, here's what I've got. First question, which classic novel opens with the line, "Call me Ishmael"? Second question, a riddle, what tells the time but never works at night? What tells the time but never works at night? And I'm not like Tim, stingy with my questions. Since we've got nearly a half hour, I'm going to throw another one out. What famous TV cops drove a 1974 Ford Torino? What famous, this is probably in the 70s, what famous TV cops, two guys, drove a 1974 Ford Torino? Tim?
All right, my question is, if a cow is out to pasture, what is that cow doing? That's my question. All right, back to the phone.
That's it?
Well,
wait, can I turn to the jury and say, I rest my case?
I got another one, but
no,
I ain't going to give it away.
No, listen, to be honest, I had added that IQ question, and as we're going over them with like 20 minutes left, I thought, man, I probably shouldn't have added this one because it's going to be wasted, but probably won't no one will get
no,
to it.
No, we give them more variety.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be kind of bad if we all just had one question left, like Tim, you know, but no one's counting. All right, let's go to Indiana.
I got another one, but I was saving it.
You'll regret it.
I was saving
You'll regret it.
Yeah, I don't want to tip people off because I might use it next week.
Yeah. Huh? These questions, I was running out of questions and had to go to the internet this week to find some more.
Some more. Yeah.
All right, Indiana, and Dave is on the line. Dave, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thanks. I've been waiting for a while.
Wonderful.
I'm glad that you guys take those first-time callers.
Yes, sir. What part of Indiana, Dave?
Very northeast. I'm like 10 miles from Michigan and 3 miles from Ohio.
Is that near is that near Fort Wayne?
That's about an hour north of Fort Wayne.
I've been there.
Yeah.
An hour north. Oh, Fort Wayne.
I've been to Fort Wayne, yeah.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Dave?
I'll answer, and then I'd like to share something on the baking soda. So.
Okay. But, go ahead and answer a question.
Yeah, so IQ.
Okay, here's the question. What does the familiar abbreviation IQ stand for, Dave?
Is it intelligence quotient?
It is.
Nice.
It is.
Nicely done.
Intelligence quotient.
Hey, I'm going to ask y'all a question about that.
Okay.
And Dave can get in here, too. You hear people say, you know, you should or shouldn't tell your kids what their IQ is. Well, how do you, Dave, where you come down on that?
Well, of course, they're all, you know, very intelligent.
Well, that ain't what I asked. Dave. You know what?
I didn't tell my kids what their IQ
you
was.
Did or
they,
did
I
not?
I did not because they couldn't count that high.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So
they
now,
grew up
yeah,
in a they grew up in a happy, positive environment, right, didn't they? Their academics.
So
all right, you're kidding, Ed.
I'm just kidding.
So
my kids
Dave
are very average.
Dave doesn't really have a comment on the intelligence participation.
Do you,
trophy.
JJ? Y'all tell you? Do you tell your kids, or do you even know their?
No, I don't even know. I don't think I even know their IQ.
Anyway.
We don't allow Rubik's Cubes in our home.
All right.
So. Hey, Dave, what about the baking soda?
I've worked as a diesel truck mechanic and farmer, and baking soda is great for cleaning your battery. It neutralizes the acid that... That comes up. If you ever take like a voltmeter and put the positive clamp to the positive terminal, and then take the other end of your voltmeter across the top of your battery, mm-hmm. a lot of times it registers voltage.
Yeah, it does.
That's your voltage draw on that battery.
Yeah, but you get too much of that. You can get too much of that, can't you? Can't you, Dave? Too much of that voltage.
Absolutely.
Don't fall for it, Dave. Don't fall for that, Dave.
I'm with Dave. I'm tracking with him.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Dave, is that you? You got a question for us, or did you just want to add that about? He's right about putting baking soda on
Creole mustard. Creole mustard would do the same thing. I've done it.
Oh, really?
Grey Poupon. Yeah.
Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, I just wanted to share that.
And all right.
Of course, each one of our kids graduated at the top of their class.
Hey,
there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Wish my parents to say the same thing, but they couldn't.
Well, you didn't answer your own question. What do you think?
My mom told me. She said, which is okay. That's
fine. She told you your IQ?
It's 110. Am I supposed to say that?
I don't know.
What's yours?
I don't know enough about
what's
it. Yours? I have no idea. It's way up there.
What's yours, Ed? 125, I'm guessing.
Doesn't matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter.
Did you underachieve in life?
No. No, he didn't. He went to Boston schools. His IQ is pegging the meter there.
That's what I'm saying.
I would let him operate on me if we were out in the woods.
I think you can just say we all have our gifts.
We do.
It's kind of like what our brother right there said. They're all smart.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody deserves.
Mine was healthy. Yours is 110. You can do better than what you're doing in school. That's what my mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And your mom was a school teacher.
She said you're at least a C plus. You know.
Yeah.
And that made a difference in my life. Right there. in my academic career.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the kind of I've told you on the show the kind of encouragement I got from my dad.
Yeah, your what'd your dad say? Ed?
My dad, when we come back freshman year of high school, come back from the awards banquet. And I didn't win a single thing. And my best friend, Peter Hutchins, had won
cleaned
a couple.
Up.
And all I heard all the way back, why can't you be more like Pete Hutchins? You're not applying yourself. He did everything but call me a bum.
Look, don't start all this dad stuff. My dad, I've never said this on national radio. My dad did not attend my high school graduation. And he said the reason that he didn't attend my graduation is because I didn't come to his. That's what he told me. How do you argue with something like that?
Well, you didn't come to mind.
He said you didn't come
to mind.
That's
actually pretty funny.
Well, it wasn't to me. When I'm talking to my therapist, yeah, that's one of the first things I bring up.
All right, Trivia Friday is back to the phone.
All right, let's go back to Arkansas. How about it? And Debbie is on the line. Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Debbie, what's your IQ?
You know, I will say I have no idea, but if it's possible to lose it each year as you get older,
true. That's true. Mine's probably declining rapidly.
All right, Debbie. Well,
thanks
for calling. Where do you live in Arkansas?
I live in Spring Hill, about 30 minutes north of Little Rock.
Okay, good. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks for calling. JJ's going to be in that area.
I'm going to be in Oney. ONIA in October. That's about 25 miles north of somewhere. I think Mountain View.
That's a country song right there.
Yeah, I think
north of somewhere.
I think Mountain View and
just north of somewhere.
On a Saturday night, stand up comedy at one church, and then the next morning, preaching Sunday morning service at a different church.
So ONOA is pronounced
ONIA? ONIA, but the locals call it ONI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie, ask, answer, or both?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to try to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I will answer about the classic novel.
Oh,
good. Opening line.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. Which classic novel opens with the line, "Call me Ishmael"?
That's going to be Moby Dick.
Yes, ma'am. That is Herman Melville's classic book, Moby Dick.
What did Ishmael, whatever became of him?
Do you ever read it? It's
been a long time.
All right. Well, this is. Do you want me to be? Should we do a spoiler alert?
I don't think anybody's gonna. I doubt if they're required to read it like we.
Debbie, have you ever read it?
I did, but you know, like I said, it was so long ago, and my IQ has dropped, so I don't remember.
Well, he was.
We're all in that group, except for the guy between us.
No,
with the IQ.
Mine's going down
it
too.
Is.
But he was obsessed with the white whale, didn't matter who else perished.
Right.
And he got a harpoon in it, but he had a rope tied around his foot, and he was able to kill it, but it dragged him into the ocean, and he died.
Kinda like
so,
sin.
Yeah, I hate when that
kinda
happens.
Like sin.
It's kinda like sin.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Hey,
long metaphor.
So Debbie, what's your question for us?
Well, I remember y'all had asked a question a ways back about what a baby owl was called, and that always made me think of this question, and I've never gotten through. So my question is, what is a group of owls called?
That would be a parliament, Debbie.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Reach over there and give him knuckles
I think
for me.
You have applied yourself,
sir. My IQ just went up to 111.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I hope your mom's listening.
Skyrocketing.
Well, Debbie, that's the dean of this here institution.
That's right.
He came through. Debbie, thank you for listening to AFR.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your love and your prayers and your support. Have a great weekend there in Arkansas.
Parliament of owls.
Well, I like that.
We've had an owl. I'm sure many people listen. We've had an owl near in our backyard.
Yeah.
And that man, those things can crank it up.
Yes. Huh? You know, there's some species.
Who cranks it up?
JJ, that was good.
There are some species of owls that have holes in the ground. Did you know that? They're not all up in trees.
Wait, you're wasting trivia questions?
Oh, that's true.
A true and a false, true or false one, because there's no way I would believe that they
our students
live in a hole in the ground.
They're on their phones. They're not listening. I can still sneak that
in. Those are the owls with the low IQ. Right. They stay in the ground.
That's right. They never make it all the way up.
Low IQ owls. Let's do it. Let's form a band? Garage band.
It's low not too late. IQ
people
owls.
Would come, they would come to our concert to hear the low IQ owls.
I say we go grunge. What do you say?
Grunge.
If you're going to have to pick a genre.
What's a group? What's a group that would have been grunge? I hear grunge. I don't know what
you're talking about. Grunge music?
Yeah.
It would be like Nirvana or Pearl Jam.
I never listened to them.
I thought Nirvana.
I don't either, but
those,
you asked me what the examples of the.
I thought Nirvana was one of those books we had to read after Moby Dick.
Along with Siddhartha.
Hey, do we have where do we go next?
All right, let's go to Oklahoma. And Bob is on the line. Bob, I got to tell you, we get some crazy names in here, and every once in a while it's good to just have a plain old Bob. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Plain old.
You guys are hilarious. I love you.
You're just plain old Bob.
Yep, right?
Yep.
Bob, you want to ask, answer, or do or Robert, Robert, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, actually, I want to make a couple of comments first, if I could. First of all, don't ask my wife what my IQ is.
Does she know?
No, I don't know, but don't ask her anyway.
Yeah, okay.
But after being married to you all these years, she has her suspicions.
Right? Yeah. Uh-huh.
She married down. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Well, that's a good possibility.
Well, look, let's just call that fair. Let's just start right here and just have a fair playing field. She can't ask you what your IQ is, and you can't ask her how much she weighs. Let's just make it even for what's good for the goose is good for the gander. All right, Bob, what's your the other thing you were going to say, your other comment?
The other thing I wanted to say is you're wrong about Ishmael. Ishmael was the only survivor of that ship. Ahab was the captain
Ahab
went down.
Yes, you're right.
But Ishmael was the only one that survived.
He was telling the story.
Huh?
He was telling the story, right?
Yeah, he was telling the story, and the way he survived was the coffin that was built for, I can't remember the name of the harpoonist, but it was the only thing that floated up from the ship, and he ended up getting on the coffin.
Wow.
Wow.
You remember
how he survived.
You remember
that
high school
story.
English.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
So wait, hold on a second. So Ed, you got the story all wrong?
No, he just missed the guy's
name. I got the names.
The names reversed.
Captain Ahab.
Okay.
Ahab went down after it wrapped around his ankle.
Yeah.
And you know, it's bad enough for him, but animals lovers, that parrot on his shoulder, and you know, having a wooden leg. I mean, you already got a couple of things going.
A
patch
over one eye.
Yes, a couple of things you have to deal with. Then you get the harpoon noose strapped around your ankle. You say, "That's a bad day."
It's a bad day right here.
Yeah, surely
there are better times ahead.
Yes, you think PETA was the very first group that got outraged? Not only were you reckless with your own life, you caused harm to that parrot.
Peg leg.
Well,
Eric,
Bob
on the shoulder.
Bob the peg leg.
Bob, what's your which one you want to answer?
Well, I think probably I've been lucky today because I called in. I've been trying to call you guys for a while, but I called in today and made it the first time, and I got disconnected, and so I was lucky enough to call you again and got through. But anyway, I would like to answer the one about Higgins.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad someone's going to take a shot at this. Bob, here's the question. What famous movie musical includes the line, "Just you wait, Henry Higgins"?
And that would be My Fair Lady.
Hey!
That's right. Nicely done there, Bob. Well, okay, what's your question?
My Fair Lady.
Well, I'm just going to say I generally don't like musicals, but there are a handful that I like. Fiddler on the Roof, The Sound of Music. I love My Fair Lady. That's just such a great musical.
Yeah, I'm thrown off by somebody riding along on a horse and being all manly and getting the job done, whatever they're doing. Then they break into song. That throws me
and
off.
And dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, what's your question for us? You better make it quick. We're running out of time, sir.
Okay, this is a biblical question. Why did God tell Moses to do the foreskin on, or I can't think of the term now.
We probably don't want you to, honestly, Bob. There may be a reason you got a brain block right there.
That may be a little deep. I've heard that explained. That may be a little deeper theology question.
It's a cutting question, though.
Bob, we're going to pass on that because we are about out of time.
Oh, and let him answer
it's
it?
It's long. Well, I think even answering it may be, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, we're risking it.
All right, what's the answer,
we got a
Bob?
7-second delay. Bob, what's the Q&A right here?
So anyway, at the 8 days is the one time in your life that your blood and everything coagulates the easiest, and that's why he commanded Moses to do it on the 8th day.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Hey,
I never heard that before.
I never either. That was quicker than we thought.
Bob, thank you for listening. God bless you, buddy. Thanks for listening today.
We have time for one more call.
I think we do.
All right. We go to Arkansas. Lindsay
is on the
line.
Arkansas Day here, right?
It is Arkansas Day. Lindsay,
Welcome
to Trivia Friday, and we are up against the clock. So,
yes,
welcome.
Sir. Thank y'all very much. Y'all are hilarious, by the way.
I love listening to y'all.
And then,
well, we always have time for
very
compliments.
Inspiring. Yes, and you're also very inspiring.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
The insect.
That's already been
answered. Okay, that's already been answered.
Oh, what?
What? But
okay, well,
which,
it must have been when I was on the phone.
The beetle bug.
Beatles was the right answer.
Okay, so then my question, and I won't try another one, but anyway, my question for you is a biblical question, and I don't know the answer, so I just want y'all to answer it. Who of Jesus' disciples were martyrs, and how were they killed?
Everyone was killed except for John.
The disciples?
The 12.
Yeah. Everyone was killed except John, and he was exiled to the island of Patmos, where the Holy Spirit gave him, the revelations, the book of Revelation.
How do we know this?
That is in Scripture, but...
No, I'm talking about that all of them were martyred.
Probably the writings of Josephus and other historical...
So extra-biblical.
Extra-biblical.
Church
That's
tradition.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. But and one
so we don't know for sure, Lindsay. I mean,
yes. And one refused to be crucified.
That was Peter.
Peter. He wanted to be crucified upside down because he wasn't even worthy to be.
Thomas, I think, was killed with a sword or a spear in India. I forget.
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't have time for all of those.
But that's a great question.
It is a great question because they were all willing. To die for the sake of the Lord, which means they knew he had been raised from the dead.
Amen.
They weren't
you don't
trying
do that.
To fake people
you don't
out.
Do, hey, we better answer our questions
yeah.
quickly.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Yes.
Okay, 1453 was the year the Eastern Roman Empire collapsed.
What tells the time but never works at night? A sundial.
Okay.
What famous TV cops drove a 74 Ford Trino? Starsky and Hutch.
Ah, that I forgot about them.
If a cow is out to pasture, what is it doing?
It's grazing.
That ain't what I have.
What do you got?
Jumping up and down.
Out
is that
pasture?
Incorrect?
I think
if it's out to pasture, the cow starts jumping up and down. Is that not right?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Well, I'll go with JJ's answer.
No, well,
then.
When
grazing.
When you put them in the pasture, they graze. But when you tell somebody they're out to pasture. You're too old. You're just sort of discarding them.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.